birth control for a few years by mutual consent, or let's say by abstaining certain many times. That's another method of birth control, is so that he'll have children 5 years after, you know, planned parenthood. To say wonderful thing today, planned parenthood. I mean, so many psychologists and marriage counselors make a living out of this concept and goal of planned parenthood. So mele, according to the Rambam, will be battling as the rice. The Rambam was a mother man, taller mother, but still it was not that mother, you see, the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, if sometimes it's a chiyuv to practice birth control. I mean, that's why it's so ridiculous. I mean, people go up. Sometimes I get a call from a newspaper, an Anglo-Jewish newspaper, wants to interview me. So I said, interview on what? Interview on birth control. What's the Jewish point of view on birth control? I said, there is no Jewish point of view on birth control. There is no such thing. It has to be examined on the merits of the situation. Sometimes it's forbidden to practice birth control, sometimes it's permissible, and sometimes if the husband doesn't practice birth control, so he's a very cruel person. It all depends upon the merits of the situation. There's no such thing. The thing, just because the Catholics, you know, are opposed to birth control, so Judaism also has a point of view, and this is preached by everybody. Home rabbis, conservative rabbis, mother and ach rabbis, they'll have dialogues, symposiums, what's the point of view of Judaism, and they'll talk all kinds of nonsense. But there is no Jewish point of view on birth control. There is no. It's a shaila that has to be passed on the merits of the situation. That's why when I get a shaila or the telephone about birth control, I refuse to pass it. I say that a couple should come to my house. And when I do pass it, I tell them, don't tell anybody what I pass it. It's nobody's business. Because you'll hear Tzach asking this. Of course, in one situation, if somebody doesn't practice birth control, maybe we should have done it too. It has to be examined on the merits of the situation, but not yes birth control or no birth control. Why? Because we get a headline in the newspaper, a picture, you know, somebody says, this rabbi is in favor of I mean, he's not like the Catholics. The Catholics, they are very conservative, they're not liberal, but the Orthodox rabbis are very liberal, they are in favor of birth control. According to the Rambam, without any hardship situation, if a person, a couple, will just decide by mutual consent, married, and for 5 years, he has to work. So 5 years to practice what is called passive birth control. In other words, figure out, you know, when the period of ovulation is. After all, the doctor can tell her everything to them. So then they'll abstain certain days. According to the Rambam, there will be battle and mysteries. It's as simple as that. Now, could I explain that to a correspondent from an Anglo-Jewish paper? They'll think I'm crazy. So this is what Rambam says. So Rabbi Le Pruchener deduces from this Rambam that the Rambam is chelik on the Rosh. And I think it's the right pshat in the Rambam. It couldn't be another pshat. Otherwise you can't understand why does the Rambam say Avol loikiyem chayev livul v'choleino? Since when does that cycle and the order of the Enes Tayonim? Yes.
The Rambam in the first text 12 says that he has
somebody has bonded with Yusuf, he has Gaia, who's the hang, how is it king of Brazil? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know why? Because among Meneach, there is also such a thing as a Meneach is Hepkeah. There's a mitzvah and a thing, but in Neach there's a lot of bulas bal, but there's a marital relationship. So vis-a-vis the Neach there is no gedushin. So there the kiyum of period of Rivio is fulfilled because true, it's not one of the Zionists in the Neach, but Mitzvah Tefillin Religio is not like Mitzvah Tefillin. If he go, he will put on Tefillin, of course, so he will not be Mekayim Mitzvah, but when he go, he has children, he's Mekayim Mitzvah, and he gets hard. He gets hard. And when the Catholics, you know, have many children, they'll get hard for it. Now, I'm not in charge of the bookkeeping, you know, in Mashamayim, but I'm sure they will get hard, he says. So, but if the Neach, let's say, lived an immoral life and he had children in an illicit way, then he'll be Mekayim, he will not be Mekayim Mitzvah. The Rambam only means if the Neach lived a decent life like a human being in marital relationship, he's not chayek. He's incapable of maintaining, of realizing this. So that's the kinyan mitzvah. But only if the Giyusa, he had children in the course of a marital relationship, like a human being. But if he had children in sin, in an illicit way, so then he was misgayel. Why should he be in the kind of mitzvah of the radio? All right. Then another riot. Hoyish mitzuve al pi yevrivya avol lo yoisha. Ve'im esay hoyish mischay mitzvah zu miben shva esrei. Because the Mishnah Novi says, Mesh ben esrei lechupo, and yinechot bishono is called shono, so mele ben shmin esrei doesn't mean 18, but it means 17. That's why we say you become a godel if you shono yinechot. Why you give shono yinechot? It doesn't mean that if he was born, let's say, on Tishreidesh Nissen, so then 13 years later, on the second of Nissen, he'll become the Ban Nissen. No, such a psak I never heard. Everything is possible. I mean, but he'll become a mitzvah on the first of Nissen. On the first of Nissen. So why? The answer is, if the Mishnah said, then Yitgimul Shono, so then when he's 12 years old, Yimechot Bishono is called Shono. So it would be, he would be a Gogo. No, but it's not like that. It has to be Yimu Shono Shleimeis. So Mele, we say, Yimu Shono Yimechot. That's what Yimechot means. It doesn't mean that it has to be an extra day. Extra day. So here the Mishnah doesn't say, Ben Shmine Esrei Shono Yimechot Lechupo. But the Mishnah says, Ben Shmine Esrei Lechupo. So the Rambam says, so then it becomes mechuyev in the mitzvah of Berei. In other words, so period of Rivio is unique, not like all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, so it becomes mechuyev when it becomes a mitzvah 30 years old. But period of Rivio, it doesn't become mechuyev when it becomes 30 years old. But when it becomes 70 years old, why different? For the Mishnah says so. So, because Shmineshre means 17. Then it becomes Mechuyev. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't get married at 17, he's already Mevatel and Esrei. No. So it starts, it begins at 17. So it's like the mitzvah of Krishna. So Mishayakia is Chavirat Dalet Ames, is Mechuyev in Krishna. But suppose he doesn't put Krishna immediately in Shiyakia. He reads the Krishna 2 hours later until it's Chavis Hayein, so he can kind of meet. So in other words, it begins Mishiyakras Chavere Midalad Ames. But there is a time period within which to be Mikaimed. So it ends after Gimel Shoreis. So here too, it begins at the age of 17. And when does it end? It doesn't mean it ends. It never ends. Suppose he's 40 years old and he's not married, he's 50 years old, he's mechuyev to get married. But lechatchile is mechuyev to get married between 17 and 20. Because the morning edition says, "At Chof Shono, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv from Mamtin." Kibun Shavu of Chof Shono, but not so Yisho. So the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tipach. So of course, I mean, one would say, a modern person would be disposed to say, this is an agape gemara. It's a no. It's only an agape gemara. It's not a halacha gemara. But you see, the Rambam was not so sophisticated. Even though the Rambam was certainly dedicated to the concept of Torah and Mado, that goes without saying. But he was not so sophisticated to say this in a Gadi Gemara. He said, the Rambam considered every word in the Gemara. This sounds so agadic, more agadic than any other Gemara. Could you conceive the more agadic Russian than this? At Hofshono, at the Bow Creation of the Mountain. Of Tim Shaw of Hofshono, at the Bow Creation of the Tipach. Agadic, so agadic. But the Rambam did not consider it as agadic. It's halach. He says in Batla Nesigarais, the Chim Shaw who Eschim Shona who Mos Eisha are the Iverum Vatum with his Essen. Does that mean? So Kalkulose are is it a country? So maybe we're already in Batla Essen, so he shouldn't get married altogether. No. This means there is a Lechatrile to get married before 20. But he read, he didn't get married before 20, get married after 20. He didn't get married before 30, get married after 30. He didn't get married before 40, get married after 40, and so on. It never ends. But there is a chatchile to get married before 20. But, so if he already became 20 years old, and he still didn't get married, he was mevatel el chatchil. And if he writes a letter, he was mevatel el chatchil. So, why does the Rambam say if he passed the age of 20, then he was mevatel? After all, the mitzvah is period of leave, have children, not to have a wife. So he should say, if he didn't get married, let's say, at the age of 19 and 3 months, so maybe by the time he's 20, so he doesn't have the children yet. So maybe he has to have Zohar and usually a woman does not give birth to twins. I mean, a twin is an unusual thing. So maybe, so the husband should be that if he passed the age of 18, so normally if a woman doesn't give birth to twins, some male, he has to get married at the age of 18, and if he doesn't, so by the age of 20, he couldn't have his zohar on the table. So he should be battle the essay. Why does the Rambam say he's only battle the essay? Over Eschim, so Rabbele Prisioner deduced from this, because according to the Rambam, the Kima Mitzvah does not consist, a person not kind of in the kind of mitzvah when wife gives birth. When the wife gives birth, then he's mechanic of mitzvah. He doesn't do anything from wife gives birth. Neither he nor his wife does anything. It all takes place by itself as an act of nature when the wife gives birth. His mitzvah consists in living that kind of normal married life that it will be conducive to having children. Some male, the Rambam says, since there is aloha of Chofshono, there's the Gemara of Tipach. So Mele, when is in the battle, the essay of the Chatchile, only when he didn't get married by the age of 20. But if he got married by the age of 20, even though he's not going to have his Ocha and Keva until he's 22, or maybe when he'll be 30, who knows, when he'll have children, he was not in the battle anything. Because his obligation is not that the wife should have children. That is an act of nature already. His obligation, his mitzvah is to lead that kind of marital life that will be conducive to the having children in accordance with the precepts of the Torah. What are they called? The precepts of the Torah? So there's a certain Seder, Kayon and Cholim and so on. Sapon Machas Lishisha Chodoshim. So the same Seder that is mentioned, that Aloha mentions in connection with Eino, which has nothing to do with having children, even if the wife has a hysterectomy, there is such a Seder. So, has applies only to period. Anyway, so we see from the Rambam that the Rambam is really kind of. This is what Rabbele Prusian has to say. Oh, I didn't know it's all right. Okay. So, tomorrow we should finish up the Gemara after that. wasn't going to say anything. It didn't matter. Yeah, because Noah is a special heaven. He can get married to her. He's not in battle any idea. He's not in battle any needs.
That's someone to apply to.
That's right. He's not apply. That's right. can't help. I went over all the building in that morning, and you see that all the machines set, all of them, the Ramban, the Ritvor, the Garan, the Rashbo, we all say that Birkas Eos is unique. It's not, it doesn't conform to the general pattern of the examiners. But it doesn't say Hashem Tzisel Tzibonu or Kedushim or Hashem Tzisel Tzibonu Litris Miyodes. It has its own Nusach. But while we say it unique and we say it's not a regular Birkas HaMitzvah, but no one says that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Even the Rosh. So he says it's not a broche that was enacted al Asiyas HaMitzvah. So he emphasizes Asiyas HaMitzvah. And what it means is it was enacted on a certain state. And that's the pshat in Rashi too, because Rashi says it's damnually in Kiddush. What's the shayches with Kiddush? It's what Rashi says because he talks about Dushi. So rather it's because the Kiddush emphasizes the Kiddushas Yisroel and Kiddushas Yimashavos. So here too, it emphasizes, the Poliya Kaseres emphasizes the Kiddushas Yisroel in the realm of marriage. And it's a mitzvah because it seems that the mitzvah of Kiyikach Yishisho is not just the mitzvah that one wants to get married, so he has to get married for Gdusha. Now, when one wants to get married, he has to get married for Gdusha, not to go to court and get married, and lead a life of Gdusha and Nisur. You see that the Rambam says, Lisa, al yidei Gdushnu Ksuv, all right, the Kashi is Ksuv is Rabban. But not the Kash, I mean, what has Ksuve to do with it? Ksuve is something that is expressive of a constant obligation of the husband towards the wife. Ksuve. The Shibuli Ksuve. It's not something that takes place at one moment. All right, you write Ksuve. Suppose you don't write Ksuve, Mokim Shein case in Ksuve. So when is the Ksuve? When is the Asiyas Ksuve? When? Suppose it's a Mokim Shein case in Ksuve. Mokim Shenkos and Ksuvi Gemara says you don't have to write Ksuvi. There is a name. So when do you do it? He does it all the time throughout the marital relationship. So the mitzvah is not just to get married, to perform an act of marriage and finish. No. The mitzvah is to get married and maintain that marital relationship of how the Gdushno Ksuvi. But if he gets married and he doesn't maintain that marital relationship, he's not the kind of mitzvah. So in other words, that's why we emphasize. Alright. Now, here, up to that test, so we have a Gemara that somebody would be tempted to call non-halachic Gemara. But you know that I don't adhere to that concept altogether. I am a kingfair in the whole concept. This specification, halachic Gemara, non-halachic Gemara. You see that the Rambam mentioned la'alocha the Gemara, the most agadi Gemara, tipach. Since when is that halach? So the Rambam consider that as a halacha, that if he's not married by 20, so he's mivatul the mitzvah of truth. So there is no such thing as non halacha. Alright, some gemoras you know, are more difficult, and some gemoras are not so difficult. But that's not the distinction between halachic and non halacha. Just because in green gemoras are more difficult, let's say, than this gemora, I don't even know whether that is true. Maybe this gemora is more difficult. You know, 10 going balls. But just because you can't call going balls halachic and an easy gemore, agadic. Alright. So, Tona Rabban, Nivor, Himbir, Kasra, Sanen, Baso, Kol, Shiva. Omar Abude, Vihu, Shebo, Kamin Hadash. Now, I forgot to mention yesterday There is a big machlekes l'shem. Because we say mivorach in birkas v'asanim v'asor. So the question is, how about birkas eres? So the Shemitah says that just as birkas v'asanim requires asor, so birkas eres also requires asor. The old Rishonim mentioned the name of Rav Shmuel Hanogit. Rav Shmuel Hanogit is one Rishon, you know. He wrote the Sefer on Shas, Hilchas Gvira. And unfortunately, the only thing that is left of the Hilchas Gvira there was what was a gigantic chiver, and all of Shas. And Rishonim constantly mentioned Rav Shmuel Hanogit. The Ramuya constantly first of all. So Rav Shmuel Hanogit was not, you know, some Stalin's want everybody to believe he was primarily a poet, a diplomat, not a Baalocha. I mean, no, he was primarily a Baalocha, but he was also a poet. He was also a diplomat. You know, I'll tell you a story. It's a best thing of mine about Rabbis Halevi. Rabbis Halevi once met the editor of the Hatzvira, you know, that was that literary organ. It was a monthly organ, I think, 100 years ago. So, and they constantly attacked the Rabbanim, the Levim. You know, it was always a popular thing to attack the Levim. It's the best thing, I mean. It's the in thing, it has always been the in thing to attack them. So it constantly attacked the Levim. So he met with this Rabbanim. So he said, I don't understand the Gdeli. The editor of Bratzvah, I don't understand the Gdeli. Take the Gdeli from years ago. Years ago, take him in at the Rambam. The greatest Balaloch. So he was a great doctor, he was a great philosopher. Take Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Talmid of Rabbi Yisef ibn Midrash. Yeshirin about the reason of the town of Mubit, but the reason of the important philosopher of all the Kuzar. Tein Kapshlin bin Grio, the Rojas Bar Mitzvahs, a great Balaloch. So he wrote, you know, Mikir Chaim, and for many years people thought that he wasn't even Jewish, because they didn't have the original, so they hadn't. And Latin translation from Svita. Then they found out that it's Rav Shlomo Miller. So all these daily in the Middle Ages were so well versed, you know, in the sciences and the arts and everything. And the daily today are isolated, don't want to know about anything. Just Gemara, and that's all. So Salimi said, you are right, but I'll tell you, I'll phrase it differently. See the difference between the medieval ages and today. It's in during the medieval ages, take a great philosopher, great doctor, the outstanding doctor of the medieval ages, the Rambam. After all, he was the private physician of Saladin and Richard Reinhardt that invited him, you know, to come to his royal court to be his physician, even though Jews were not allowed. I mean, the Mishalevi knew about it. I don't think the Mishalevi was a butler and didn't know anything. He read newspapers, he read everything. I mean, some so-called Bnei Torah today are trying to convince everybody that the Gdelim 100 years ago had a negative attitude towards everything and everybody, just as they have a negative attitude. They didn't have a negative attitude towards anything and towards anybody. Their Kanoyas was based upon Halacha, and the Kanoyas of some of the Mitzvah today in many yeshivas is based upon emotions. It has nothing to do with Halacha. So he knew about Richard Reinhardt and the Bishalei. He knew everything, these things. It was no battle in the Bishalei. So he said, so the Rambam, the greatest doctor. So, and the greatest philosopher in the medieval ages. So he was involved in learning so much. Take Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the greatest poet in the medieval ages. So is a Talmud of Rabbi Yisef ibn Midrash. Take Chaim ben Gvir, the greatest philosopher on Mikir Chaim, and one of the greatest poets. So he also wrote the Sefer HaMitzvot. And today, those who are involved in the sciences and literature, they don't know a thing about Rambam. So, our phrase, you know, your criticism in a different way. Of course there is a divergence, but that's the fault not of the being, it's the fault of the masculine. That's a true story about the base of it. So anyway, I don't know again how I got off in tangent. That was the link, you see. So the Schulte says that just as Birkas Hasanim requires a sorrow, so Birkas Hiresen also requires a sorrow. And Shmuel Anogit. So Shmuel Anogit, I said, so he wrote Hilchas Gvirot, gigantic chida, and Oshas, but it got lost. And one little piece was left, the so-called Mavi Atalmud. The so-called Mavi Atalmud that you had in the big Shas Gemaras and Brochas, you know, so you had the Mavi Atalmud. But that was only a hakdome to the chida of Hilchas Gvirot. And the whole chiba got lost. The whole chiba got lost. And you see, it was not Ibar Mazel. Hakel told the Mazel, he said, Kiro Shalichot. But Shmuel Anogit was one of the Deir Rishayim, because the greatest Rishayim was Rabbi Alevi, Rishayim, they're of course very well there and there. But they are not so recognized. I mean, you don't find that the Rishayim should mention constantly Rabbi Alevi in their Perushim. But Shmuel Anogit, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ramoya, everybody mentions Shmuel Anogit, but he had no Mazel. He's gigantic chiver, halachas gevurot, got lost. And what remained just the Mavi Talmud, the brachas. And even the Mavi Talmud, there is no mazal. All the modern scholars, so when they want to prove their point that you don't have to recognize and accept the so-called non-halachic part of the Gemara, so they base it upon something that Rav Shmuel Anogit says in the Mavi Talmud. Because Rav Shmuel Anogit says in the Mavi Talmud, he says that Hagodah, he says, what is acceptable we have to accept, and what does not conform to reason, so we don't have to accept. But he doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that we can be chilek on the Hagodah. He means while the Aloch is expressed in explicit terms, and you know, it can be understood by everybody if it works out. Haggadah, most of it, is couched in figurative terms, and we don't know what it means. So, what Chas V'Sholem, I mean, it has a certain meaning, so we shouldn't do explain it. So, Mimela, we cannot rely on the Haggadah by taking it kipshute, but it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that a person is allowed to say, well, he was one kind of a preacher, I'm a different kind of a preacher, I don't agree with that anymore, that's I got it. He was an old-fashioned rabbi, this Tane, and Rabbi Avuyi Medresh, and Rabbi Simloye Medresh, and I am a modern rabbi, I have a different approach. He didn't mean that, Chas V'Sholem. What he meant is something that is difficult, we have to say that we don't understand, and that is true of Alochas also. I mentioned what Rav Chaim Volozhiner said. Somebody will say, go out in the street and kill every Amoret, every ignoramus, because it's a Gemara Mefereshes Himsoch. So you know what he is, this kind of person. So it's not that there is a distinction between Alochas and Amoret. So he had no muscle, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He wrote the gigantic sefer of Sigvirte, so everything got lost. So what remained in the Mavi Talmud, this little piece, so a mashu min hamashu of the sefer, so even that mashu min hamashu was misunderstood and abused. So certain people don't have mazel. Certainly. That's why some of the Kanoim today, they'll quote Rav Moshe Feinstein for certain things that Rav Moshe Feinstein never said in St. Joseph's. That's why you have to be careful. And they start quoting daily. They quote Rav Moshe Feinstein, and they quote the Brisparot, and they quote Rav Chaim for things that Rav Chaim never said. And that Rav Chaim abhorred, they'll quote Rav Chaim. So you have to be very careful for these things. تن ربان واخ می قاسم با سا کو شیبا ام رب یود به هوش بو کنیم خداش است و دین کن خداش به خو یم شل هو شمس من می واخ ام رب یود بو خطا دی شمل کین مل اخریان ش حق بال خیر یی چاد باشا یو چا رسولم بی چاوم بی سوال یو ستاف می سی دی هیس کن لای منو بین رادیات به هو خطا دی شم یی چاد سیستا سیزیسا دو ارکاقا بکی بگن اول سیخا بیسیم خوا با رو خطا عدیشن میسن میخچیم بگن اها if you go over this blood دیمار انکسوبس very carefully so when you get smich and become a rabbi so and when you have to do celebration you won't have to ask for a seer با رو خطا عدیشن ویچه ها سیستا سیزیسا دو ارکاقا بکی بگن اول سیخا بیسیم خوا برو خط و عدیشن میشن میخچین دونه ها سمیخ دی سمخه ایم او بیگ سمیخ اخوی چی خو بیگن ایم کرم برو خط و عدیشن میشن میخ خاصمی کالا برو خط و عدیشن میکن ناخل نشه با اساس بسیم خو خاصمی کالا گلوگین دیچه خیل و عبا رخ خوشان ریوز میو عدیشن میکن میشان با ایو در پیز جوشوائی که ساسی میکن سیم خو که خاصمی کن کالا پیوم چاز خسن مخباس نار میشنی نیاسم برو خط و عدیشن میشن میخ خاصم نکال لسی غش من میباریخ رزوان غش Yes.
Let me say Shmuel, what is Shalit, what is Shit is. Shmuel is Shit, but Bechah Seiris is what?
I didn't mention it. No, Bechah Seiris also requires a song.
Shmuel Nogin also?
The Rav Shmuel Anogin, no, Yisrael, can I can't tell. The Shilter says that it requires a song, Shmuel Anogin Yisrael. He says only Birkas Hassanim requires a song, but Birkas Seiris doesn't require a song. Thank you. מיין גאָך מאַ דעם יער ביינער איז יער ברוך איז נישט דאָ אַלץ איז קיי זו אין יער מאַשע יאָ צוויי שיין זי ברוך אַ מאַסחל איז די דאָ בישנה סאָ ראַש זייז אונלי אַ מינע די שער ברוך סו אַ ליסי שער ברוך טאַק צולי וואן ברוך איז דער פלאג סו יאב סיקס ברוך איז קומען צו מאַן דאָ מאַן פייב ברוך אַלייב דאָ פון פאַסט די סיקס ברוך סו דער פערסט ברוך איז אַ מאַטן יענער זו In other words, I should have a ball of lady. And yet, oh, don't I not me in a zoo. So how many brochers do we have me in a zoo? Four brochers. Where does it start with Ashiyotza? So Ashiyotza is the first broch in Minyone Azibu. Here again, I say, Rosh, and it means the world is Kiazu. In a Elom Ashiyotza Azibu, correct. In Elom Ashiyotza Beilich. שאין סיברוך המסחלס לדבר בשניהם, אשר יוצא רסעודום, לדבר בזוכו, והיסקין לו עם ממנו בניין עדיעד, יעני קיילו. סייסטו סיז לפי שאנו צריכים לעל, צריכים לרשויים, הרי סמכוסינו, שנמתית בקלשינו ללחיתי, שמח תסמח ברוכו לחוסן לקהלו, שיצליחו בשמחו וקבלי, ואשבור לשם כל ישראל, ואשבורו סודס לשם כל ישראל. ופי שעשי גם אסתר מה שיוצא, because the first brochers do not to discuss the marital relationship, but just other things. מה עשה שיוצא לפי חפוסה בו בבורוך, what קשה בדת קרש, what tasteless, what בדתו לשאין, there is a lot of brochers, סמוך על אחד אותו, so אם פוסח אז בבורוך, So the question is, Bishli Masha Bo'akum B'lorech, maybe there's a first Bo'ach, it's not Smucho L'chavot, it's the first one. So that has to start with Bo'ach. But you know, the other one is already Smucho L'chavot, or Shaka Bo'alech Lede, why does that start with Bo'ach? That's the card. So Teisve Steretz is because Matbiyok Tzorot, so even if it's Smucho L'chavot, so it's Pesach L'chavot. But Rashi doesn't say that. That's thesis. Rashi gives another explanation. The reason is why Yitzhak Odom he started with Baruch even though it's Mukhal Chavato because it's Mukhal Chavato doesn't mean just because it happens. It happens to be Samukhal Chavato. No, if it's Samukhal Chavato because there is a certain affinity, there is a certain connection. So, in other words, if it's one pattern and a number of broches, for all partaking of the same pattern, so then there is a loch is smuchal chavato. But if one broche is smuchal chavato, but not essential is smuchal chavato, only accidental is smuchal chavato, just happens like that. It's not essential is smuchal chavato. So Mele, there is no aloha that he shouldn't be Pesachalim. So here, the first two broches are not part and parcel of the same pattern of broches. The last four broches constitute a pattern, but the first two broches are outside of that broches pattern of Birkas Hasanim. So Mele, even though accidentally it happens to be smuch al chavato, so but still it has to be a pesach al chavato. This is what Rashi says. In other words, Rashi's shita is, you know, I mean, the goyim shita is, but most people are not machmal on it. Tfilas haderech, he has a din of smuch al chavato, because it's not pesach al chavato. So Mele, according to the goyim, so whenever you go on a trip, you go that way, and you say Tfilas HaDerech, so you should manipulate that the Tfilas HaDerech should be smuch al chavato. In other words, you take a cup of water and you make a brocha shakol, and then you say the brachos, and after that, so the Tfilas HaDerech is smuch al chavato. Why? What is the goyim say that? Why is the goyim say that? Because it's not pesach al chavato. So according to the goyim, the halacha of pesachas, smuch al chavato, is in the pesach al chavato, is not based upon the fact that it's smuch al chavato, because there is an affinity between this bracha and the preceding bracha. So what avail is the fact that you take an apple and you eat it, and then you say, bearing foshes after the apple, so then smuch al chavato. Is there any affinity between the bearing foshes and the rotzim of an echo? I mean, no connection whatsoever. So according to the goyim, it is just our that any broche that is not smuch al chavato has to be the pesach al chavato. But if it is smuch al chavato, whether it is smuch al chavato essentially, because of a certain connection, a certain affinity, or accidental, doesn't make any difference. Some will have it, so Mimele is not the Sakhalim. But Rashi Shiti is not like that. Rashi Shiti is the whole aloche of Smuch al Chavato is based upon the fact that it's some of the Chavato because of the affinity that it has to the preceding Broch. But if it is some of the Chavato, but there is no affinity between the preceding Broch and this Broch, so why should we say it's not Pesach HaDibor? So then the question arises, so why won't the Chachomim Nisak in Ipsiche? So, according to Rashi, that was the Chachomim probably had a special reason why not to be Pesach HaDibor into a Zerach. We know all the reasons as to why the Chachomim won Nisak in that way, but it's not because it has to be Smuch al Chavato. Because even if it's smuch al chavato, but if there is no affinity, so that wouldn't matter. So why won't the Chachamim nisach? The Chachamim had a reason, we don't know the reason. Alright. So the Basri says, "Ufi shasei damasr, mashal yotza, ufi chafos amol liboruch, vichos amol liboruch, ki derech kol rosh ei, sifri broch, viseh istos, ili samiach tisamach, mishin broch aspoch al chavato, ufos amol liboruch, שכן תקנוך לברוכה של סמוכי שכר ראשי נו הסעידה והשבורו לפני אישי ממארס אור so the question is all right so בישלי מאשר יוצא is פיסח על גבור because it's not סמוכה לחבר true it's סמוכה לחבר only accidentally but not essentially because אשר יוצא is the first ברוכה of the ברוכה's pattern dealing with the זיווק but how about Ashabor? Ashabor is the last broche with the broche's pattern. Why does that start with the broche? So it gives a very logical answer, because there are many occasions when the other broches are not recited. Let's say there are no Panim Chadoshes. So then you don't recite the other broches. But Ashabor is you recite even if there are no Panim Chadoshes. Some Mele. It is Pesach HaDibor, because not always is it Smuch al Chavato. Sometimes it's not Smuch al Chavato. אַז וואָר אומט נישט דאָ איז איך אין דעם ליי. אַ מיסטיק איז אין שום פון חדוש איז די פיפער חיים און נאס נוך. רוץ רעכט איז דער בוו און זיין בוו. אַגל שאַק און בוו איך ווי די אין מינע זיי דער. אַ וואסי פאַס אומ אַן שופ פון שום ליב מו חסד. זייך אל חס די אמוק אין שנוע אני מוד מרגיש שנאס ווי שוש מינינג אין סאסינג ביי. וואסי פייס יוק ווי דעם אמוק מי. ובורך זו, ניקח ניסקינו, משס הסיפי, ירוי אליבורי. לא יצא גוי, נאמר כתופים בטחה שיסי יהיה. אני אשקוף עליו, ורי מר כתופים. He says, that שהקל בור לכלי די, is, so, is, is, זה, is, 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 in tribute to those who assembled for the wedding in order to begin chesed to the chosn and the cow. Chosn and cow. So why do we say shehakel bor lechvedei? So the assembly, I mean all the people, do they have in mind to give cover to the Ben Shalom? They don't have in mind to give cover to the Ben Shalom. So the most overwhelming majority of the people who come to wedding have something else in mind. Some of them have in mind maybe to give cover to the chotam and chosn kale. But, and most of them probably have in mind to give cover to themselves, I mean, and to enjoy themselves, but a muted mute of those who are Nessa who have in mind to give cover to the bench. I mean, not in that Madrid, I mean, such a high Madrid, I mean, that somebody who comes to the wedding, so he has to be a Chofetz Chaim, I mean, to do that. So why was the broche composed that way, I mean, that expression, Shehakel bor lechvedei, because the Nesofim were Nesaf to give kavod amot. But if you take a poll, I see that you take polls here. So, if you take a poll of those who attend weddings, I'm sure that if they would all be truthful, so 100% would then say that they don't come for your mocking. But you can expect, I mean, that some of them will not tell the truth. So you probably have 90% will answer that they don't come for your mocking. 10% will probably misrepresent or rationalize. I mean, they'll think that they are telling the truth. And they'll say they are coming with your mocking by way of rationalization. So, certainly the majority of those who are Nessa I'm not motivated by Kavod HaMokim and coming to the wedding. I mean, it's inconceivable. Even 50 years ago, I mean, it couldn't be. I mean, even 100 years ago, even 500 years ago. So why does Rashi say? That's why the Brocha was enacted. Shehakel bor lechvedei. So, and Rashi himself says, Shehakel bor lechvedei imu min asidya, la'asif ha'sorom ha'nisofim shom nidlu chesed. זייך אל חזבי עמוקים שנוע במוד המובישים שנעס אלי שושבים במיסס אלי והסיף איזו חיד עמוקים what Rashi himself says להסיף אס הום אני סופים שום so it is paying tribute to the people not to the Rebbeinu Shalom so why is the Nusach שעקל בורך ראי דנסר is of course it was the Brocha is paying tribute to the people and the people so should be Nesav in order to be tribute to the Chosn Kale, to the Chotanu, you know, that's the newest Chesed. And the Nesofim, and I'm sure that if the Chofetz Chaim itself is invited to the Edim, he doesn't come to the Edim in order to be covered to the redemption. I'm sure the Chofetz Chaim went to the Edim, so he went to the Edim in order to be the Chesed to the Chosn Kale. But the whole Weltanschauung of doing chesed with people was based upon the concept of the lacht of the rochum. Mahu afato, mahu rachum, apato yirachum, mahu chanum, apato yichanum, mahu kodesh, apato yikodesh, mahu genul chasodim, apato yikim chasodim, as the Lashon of the Zikris, or as the Gemara in Sefer David Dalet says, mahu mivakechelim, apato yivakechelim, mahu so it is based upon the concept of Hizdamus Libera. It was based on that. It was based on that. But some male, it was a real Gmulus Chasod. It was a real Gmulus Chasod, you know. Because when the Gmulus Chasodim is based upon the Lachta B'drochot, then it's a different kind of Gmulus Chasodim than a Gmulus Chasodim that is based upon this spurious concepts of freedom, academic freedom. I mean, today, the spurious concept, academic freedom, so in other words, on the basis of that concept, you have to allow chaos. Kolish Ayosha Ben of Yas, academic freedom. So, I mean, you see how it is abused from your own mayor, I mean, Mayor Katz here in New York. Freedom without any limitations. Freedom without any limitations. You see what happens in New York. I know it more than anybody else. Because you see, I mean, if it snows once, so then 3 weeks later, so there is still ice. Why? Because freedom, unlimited freedom. How about duties? There is no such thing, you see. I once spoke at the risk dinner, and the late Senator Henry Jackson was present there. He was the guest speaker. So I deliberately discussed the difference between American democracy and the French democracy. I mean, both revolutions took place at the same time. The French Revolution and the American Revolution. The American Revolution took place in 1776, and the French Revolution, if I make a mistake, you correct me. I think it was in 1791. If I make a mistake, you correct me. Was it the 2? In 1791. Was it that? What? 89. Okay, so I made a mistake in 20 years. So, in 1789, and what was the slogan? What was the slogan of the French Revolution? Liberté, equality, fraternity. Liberty, equality, and fraternity. What was the slogan of the pioneers, the American Revolution? That's expressed in the Declaration of Independence. Is man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it's remarkable. Henry Jackson was so impressed with it. So he says, it's remarkable. The slogan of the French Revolution, he didn't mention a word about life. Not a word. Liberty, equality, and fraternity. And what about the right to life? No. In the French Revolution, there was no right to life. All right. I mean, Robespierre, he was a true child of the French Revolution. He was one of the apostles of the French Revolution. So, when he became the head of the French government, what did he do? He introduced the guillotine, and whom did he send to the guillotine? Whom? Thousands of people. Not the noblemen, but his own comrades. And everything was in Shemite. I mean, because he considered them as traitors. They didn't believe in their right ideology, you know, the French Revolution. So he sent every one of his comrades, he sent to the guillotine. Why? Because of the slogan. Because the concept of the French Revolution, sublime ideals, liberty, equality, fraternity, who can say that they are not sublime ideals, liberty, equality, and fraternity? Who can say? Who can doubt? But it wasn't based upon the concept of the Lach of it all. I mean, that's it. There, Senator Henry Jackson was sitting, so I didn't say the Lach of it all. I said to him, that's your base. Okay, but to you, I'll say the Lach of it all. So, in other words, so God is not mentioned in all the declarations of the French Revolution. It's not mentioned. Mentioned that. Chasm Rizokha. But the Declaration of Independence, man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights. Why? Because they were motivated by the scriptural ideas. The Puritans. They were raised on the Bible. So, they also believed in liberty, but first of all the nation got to. Man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, and in which a life, the basic right of every individual, is life. Today, unfortunately, when you hear the big liberals talk, big liberals, so life, there's no such thing as a right to life. Of course, they'll demonstrate against any form of political inequality, even if it partakes of a semblance of political equality. So that arouses the righteous indignation. But the killing of hostages by the terrorists, does it arouse the righteous indignation of liberals like Jesse Jackson? Does it? Nothing at all. He'll kiss him. He'll embrace him. He's a big liberal. Talks about liberty, equality. Of course he'll talk against the apartheid. Carsten Scholem, of course he should talk against the apartheid. It's unfair, it's unjust. But can you compare the injustice of apartheid with the injustice of killing the one was killed, the Jewish man was killed by terrorists. Klingon, what was his name?
Klinghoffer.
But from the point of view of the big liberals, that is natural. It's only a misdemeanor. But apartheid is the biggest felony. Of course apartheid is a terrible thing. How about killing innocent human beings? That's nothing. Why? Because all these sublime ideals are not based upon Imitatio Deis. The expression, man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, is lacking. As a matter of fact, in those days, if there had been the liberals of today, they would have declared the Declaration of Independence unconstitutional. It's repugnant to the separation of church and state. And even the big Jewish lawyers who are involved in the American Jewish Congress would fight in court that it should be declared unconstitutional. Painful. That's repugnant to the concept of separation of church and state. This is, unfortunately, at the core of all the problems today. So this is what Rashi said. I mean, Rashi doesn't say all that. I mean, this is what Rashi says. He says, why is Minas Chasodim such and so sublime? Because the Minas Chasodim is based upon the concept of Imitatio Deis, of Arachta Bitrochov. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Gimel Chasodim to Chosnim Kale. The first Chosnim Kale. We have to be Gimel Chasodim. Not that we have to do when it goes ready. So I have to say, Lishem Kutche Brichu, Harei Ani Hilich, Lachasno, Kidei Likayim, Mitzvah Skolad Aver. No, Rashi doesn't mean that. No, Rashi doesn't mean that. The Kavon has to be to give Chesed to the Chosn Kale, but the concept of Chesed to fellow man has to be based upon the concept of Imitatio Deis. This is the question. You know what Henry Jackson told me after he heard my speech? So he says, somebody told me, I know exactly who told me that, but it was the rabbi of Seattle, Rabbi Walensky, Rabbi Misha Walensky told me that Drisk, that's what he said, has a unique approach towards everything. Now I see that what Rabbi Walensky told me is true. וברוך הסיף הזו כפילה מוקימי, וברוך הזו לכך ניסקינו, ומי שהסיף הראוי על לבורך, אבל מקיד מי שיהיה איש ברוך על הקייס, וזקיקו על ניסד רולוף, מילה דהביה בירקס פסומים, ובירקס על העיר במצוי שבס, ויאמרינון רבי מפזרון, וחיזר בסדרון על הקייס, וירפחי ימי חנסון, הויל ויהי שום קייס. Now, this is Yerushalmi, Pshochim, but on the margin, it's Broches, Perikalev, Halocha Hei. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Mikazlon, you have the number of brachas. You have the Braham Son, you have the Braham Miris Eish, and you have the Birkas Abdolim. So Rebbe originally said it separately. Bechiza b'seitr on archis. Yivachriya Mikham Son, Yivachriya, even though he had Son before the case, so he waited. He didn't, wasn't Mivorech Halab Son, but he waited. Now, we have to understand, Rebbe Mifaz from the Chizah, the state on our case, so it's mashma, that he repeated the Baruch Allah case too. So these are the Birmim Shomim, do you understand? Because Birmim Shomim is not a prophet that is peculiar from Tzvei Shabbos. Birmim Shomim is a prophet that is from Tzvei Shabbos. It's a good Shomim. So let's say now, if you smell something that produces a great fragrance, so you have to pay two brocha birim nipsami. As a matter of fact, the brocha birim nipsami, so is not a chay, it's only a rishus, because there is no special takon. I mean, to be mivorech birim nipsami, Mitzvah Shabbos is not different, it's a good kind of egg. So, if you smell psalmim on Friday, you make a bracha birim nipsami. It's the proper thing to make sure that when you make Abdullah, you should have psalmim. You should have psalmim. Mainly make the bracha. But the reason that's why you make the bracha is not because of Mitzvah Shabbos. Because it's a birkas hanen. Mashiach can bear in your age. Suppose you make fire on Wednesday night. You make a bracha birim nipsami. So it's only Mitzvah Shabbos. So be sure, and this is the reason, you know, I want to mention to you, because some people might think, would say that I'm not from, because I don't make a bracha on Birim Nipsami. I don't. My father didn't make a bracha on Birim Nipsami. I can't say that my father wasn't from, or I can say, but I can't say that my father wasn't from. And in some time, there were certain Shiva boys, they saw, I made that dollar, and I didn't make a bracha on Psalmim, and it was in the shul. So somebody gave me the Psalmim and I pushed it away. So he was dumbfounded as if I had perpetrated the Pelegis B'Yiva. A terrible thing. And the reason as to why I don't make a bracha on Birim Psalmim, I don't know, maybe it's because as far as fragrance is concerned, so the Priska are insensitive. But I know that the psalmim that we use in the shuls, whether York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Boston, I have been in all the places. So as far as I'm concerned, they have the fragrance like people down. So how can I make a bracha of Birim Nipsami to be bracha matole? And that's the reason is my father never made, only on special occasions, when somebody, I remember one time, so a certain man was in the business of spices. He visited my father. And he left and gave my father a gift of the spices. And that really, you know, had the fragrance. So for several months, my father made a bracha on himself. But then it stopped, producing the fragrance. So he stopped making a bracha on himself. So psalmim is not something peculiar to Mitzvah Shabbos. Psalmim is a din. Every time you smell a fragrance, you have to make a bracha. Just as every time you drink water, you have to drink a bracha. Every time you drink. But if you don't smell,